are starting with a mini-series. Ang pag-uusapan po natin is about behavior. Ayan. So behavior, this is part one. So pag sinabing behavior, ito po yung pag-uugali. So the question is, does behavior matter? Okay, so does it still matter now that we are in the grace of God? We are under grace and no longer under the law. Does it matter? Yan po ang pag-uusapan natin ngayon. So sa Philippians Church po, nakita natin, binabanggit po ni Paul that the Philippians Church is a church that gives. It is also a church that prays, no? So patuloy pong hinuhubog ni Paul sa pamamagitan ng kanyang letter sa mga Philippians, all right? Ang church, no? And Paul continues to guide them, of course, by the grace of God. Sabihin natin lahat, the grace of God. Now we all know ang Faith Center po upon us receiving the revelation of grace, ay grace-based po tayo. We are full grace. Amen. And ang salvation po natin ay base po sa ginawa ng ating Diyos through His Son, Jesus Christ, sa natapos na gawa ni Jesus Christ. No? So our salvation is based totally on the grace of God. Amen? Grace alone saves. Amen po. And we learn that by faith, we have received this. Nung nanampalataya po tayo kay Kristo Jesus, na Siya ay Panginoon, tayo po ay naligtas. Ganun lang po yun, no? So, by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. So, no matter how good or how bad are you, ayun po, hindi po doon nakasalalay ang salvation natin. Our conduct, our behavior, alright, is not the basis of our being saved, no? So, praise God for that. So, malinaw na malinaw po yan. And even during the time of Pastor Mike, no, nandito pa si Pastor Mike, when we received the revelation of grace, dahan-dahan na po nating tinuro yan. But even before then, we never saw works, good works, or behavior as a basis. Hindi ho natin ginawang basihan yan na, oh, para maligtas ka, kailangan mag-faith group ka. O para maligtas ka, kailangan magbigay ka. Wala po tayong gano'n. Tama po ba tayo? Amen? We never thought on that. So, ang ginagamit lang po nating word during those times were love. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So yun po ang basihan natin, no? We never thought that good works will make you saved, alright? Wala pong kinalaman ang good works. So, but upon the revelation of the grace gospel, alright, that we have received, naging fine-tuned. Sabihin natin lahat, fine-tuned. Ayan, fine-tuned na po. So mas naintindihan natin, yes, the love of God is the source of grace, but it is by grace alone that we are saved. Okay? So, dahil sa biyaya niya, sa perfect work of God, alright, through His Son, Jesus Christ. At wala po tayong input doon. Wala tayong contribution. Thank you. Alright? Wala tayong contribution. Talagang ito po ay gawa ng Diyos. Wala po tayong kinalaman doon. Tayo po yung nanampalataya lamang. Alright? So, that is good to know. And what has happened to us ever since we got saved? Well, what happened is you have become a new man. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, hello, new man. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, hello, new creation in Christ. Ayan, tayo po ay mga bagong nilalang. The old is gone. Di mo na pwede balikan yon. Namatay na kasama ni Kristo. The old is gone. Behold, the new has come. Amen po ba? So, ang bawat isa dito, alright, at mga nanonood sa atin na nananampalataya kay Kristo ay mga bagong nilalang. Wala na yung luma mo. Kaya hindi mo na pwede balikan yon. You cannot revert back. Ibig sabihin, Pastor, maski magkasala ako, hindi ko na pwede balikan yon. Hindi na pwede. Alright? Namatay na yon kasama ni Kristo at nailibing na yon kasama ni Kristo. Amen? So, the old is gone, behold, the new has come. And we have received a new spirit. Sabihin nga natin, I have a new spirit. Alright? Aside from that, you have received also a new heart. Kaya ang mga gusto mo ngayon, iba na, hindi na tulad dati. No? We have received the love of God, right? In our hearts. Kung anong pag-ibig ng Diyos siyang naibigay sa atin. The Holy Spirit says there, the love of God has shed abroad, was shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. So nung natanggap natin ang Holy Spirit, kasama po natin natanggap ang pag-ibig ng Diyos sa ating puso. At kung punong-puno po ng pag-ibig ng Diyos ang inyong puso, iyan ay bagong puso na. Hindi na yan pusong bato. Ayan. Wala ka ng pusong bato. Ikaw may pusong laman. Ibig sabihin, ito yung puso na nakakaramdam, may compassion, marunong ng umibig dahil una siyang inibig ng Diyos. Amen po ba? So now we know how to love God back. Before we cannot. Gustuhin man natin, hindi natin kakayanin, no? So praise God, our hearts have been changed as well. There is nothing wrong with your heart. There's nothing wrong with your heart. Ang kailangan na lang natin baguhin ay ang ating pag-iisip. The soulish area. Sabihin natin lahat, soulish area. Because the soulish area is our mind, our will, and our emotions. And that is why you are here. That is why we are listening, hearing, and hearing the word. Because by hearing and hearing the word, faith rises out. All right? It comes out. And sa kasama po niyan, as we renew our minds, nagbabago po yung ating kalooban, yung ating will, o yung ating emotions. So kung dati-rate, pag nakarinig ka ng problema, umiinit ang ulo mo. Talagang sumasabog ang bulkan. Right? Pero dahil sa pakikinig at pakikinig ng salita ng Diyos, ngayon maski may problema, sabi mo, maliit na bagay na lang yan. Kalma ka na. Amen? Hindi na pumupultok ang bulkan. Sabi mo, relax lang tayo. Let's trust in the Lord. Amen po ba? So now we have that kind of emotions. Hindi na tayo na nagpapanik. Hindi na tayo na-shake, ika nga, no? But instead, we have learned to trust in the Lord. Why? Because of hearing and hearing by the Word of God. At ito'y lahat galing sa kanyang biyaya. Amen po ba? So, ang binabago na lang po sa atin yung soulish area. And soon, sa kanyang pagdating, ay ang ating katawan. Yun naman po mababago, no? Glorious po ang bibigay sa atin. So, soulish area na lang po. As we renew our minds, it will affect our will and our emotions. And as that happens, pati behavior mo magbabago. Diba? Kasi dati, kung dati nagpapanik ka, kung dati nakakapagsalita ka pa na maanghang na salita, nagbabago na po yun. Kasi alam mo, hindi ka na ganun eh. Nakikita mo yung sarili mo kay Kristo Jesus, sabi mo, hindi na ako ganun. Hindi na ako yung panikero at panikera. Hindi na ako yung mga filingero at filingera. Amen po ba? We learn that we do not go by the things that we see. Instead, we go by the things that has renewed our minds. The faith that we have in Christ Jesus. Amen po? So those are the things that affect our behavior. Yung ating pag-renew ng ating kaisipan. Napaka-importante. That's why we don't give up meeting together. Amen? Assembling ourselves together. So, here on site, and of course, for those who cannot make it here, meron po tayo online. No? And just to remind you, mas malaki na po yung range natin ngayon, 15 to 65 years old, pwede na po. And we always keep this place so safe for you guys. And of course, there is the Lord who always protects us. Amen po ba? 360 degrees. So, wala nang tatapat pa doon. Okay? So, sa biyaya tayo ng Diyos nang gagaling. Lahat po ito, pati po behavior natin, dahil sa pakikinig at pakikinig ng salita ng Diyos, nagbabago po ang ating mga behavior. No? So, tandaan natin, though ang behavior po natin nagbabago, hindi po dyan nakabase ang ating salvation. Okay? Whether you're good or you're bad. So, hindi ka na-save dahil mabuti ka, at hindi ka rin ma-unsave dahil naging masama ka. Tandaan nyo po yan. Alright? Again, salvation is totally the work of God the Father. So, we all know that once saved, always saved. Kasi perfect po ang work ng Diyos. Now, paano yun, pastor? Ibig sabihin, pwede na ako gumawa ng mali. Ayan, kaya natin pag-uusapan to. So, the question is, do we ignore behavior? No? Kailangan ba natin ignore yan? Huwag natin pag-usapan yan. Total, saved naman ako, maski anong gawin ko eh. Right? So, kailangan pa rin natin pag-usapan. No? With regard to salvation, the perfect work of God through His Son, Jesus Christ, your behavior will not affect it. Hindi maapektuhan yung salvation natin. No? But, with regard to other believers, yung buhay natin dito sa lupa, right? yung success o failure natin, maapektuhan tayo dahil sa ating behavior. Kaya naman po, importante yan, no? So, hindi natin isasantabi yan. Bakit? Kasi ang totoo, ang good behavior, good conduct, alright, ay byproduct or produkto ng biyaya rin ng Diyos. Pag wala ang biyaya, hindi ka rin magkakaroon yan. Okay? So, magkadikit po yon. So, let's go now to Philippians. This is our journey to the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 1, and this is the last part of chapter 1, 27 to 30. Okay? So, it says here, only let your what? Conduct. Ano yung conduct? So, naririnig niyo sa school yan, behavior. Yung pag-uugali, di ba? Let your conduct be worthy. Okay? So, ikaw, worthy ka na. Pero yung conduct mo, yun ang ating pinag-uusapan dito, hindi ikaw. Your spirit is perfect before God. So, you are worthy. You have become blameless and holy. You have been sanctified. But guess what? Yung ating gawa, yung ating pong conduct ang pinag-uusapan ngayon. Only, sabi po ni Paul, right? Let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ. So, nag-share ba tayo ng word? O sinasabi ba natin, Christian tayo because of the gospel that we have heard? Well, let it be worthy of the gospel of Christ. Okay? So that whether I come and see you or am absent, I, sino si I? Paul. Alright? I may hear of your affairs. Hindi sinabi ni Paul na God will hear of your affairs. No? So, hindi to with regard to God. This is with regard to another believer. To an apostle like Paul. Right? So, sabi niya, that you stand fast in one spirit, iisa ang ating spirit, all right? With one mind, striving together. Hindi striving against one another, kundi striving together. Sama-sama tayo. Na ano? For the faith of the gospel. So, tulong-tulong patungkol sa pananampalataya, sa magandang balita, all right? And not in any way terrified, wag daw po tayo matakot, by your adversaries. So, marami pong adversaries, di ba po? So, andyan na yung virus, andyan na po yung mga iba't ibang bagay, elemento, maging mga tao na ginagamit minsan ng kaaway, wag daw tayo matakot sa kanila. Which is to them a proof of perdition. Ano po ibig sabihin ng proof of perdition? Proof na, oh, tingnan mo, Christian-Christian pa sila, nasisira rin sila, nadadaig din sila ng mga bagay-bagay. Okay? So, hindi tayo nagpapadaig. Amen? We overcome and we reign over these things. But to you of salvation, and that from God. So, galing po sa Panginoon yon. For to you, it has been granted on behalf of Christ, not only to believe in Him, right? But also to suffer for His sake. Okay? Ano tong suffering to? Ito po yung persecution, ito po yung resisting the lies of the enemy, the devil, right? So, yun naman po ginagawa natin pag may kumakatok na takot, di ba? Ano ginagawa natin? Nire-resist natin? Hindi. We shut the door on the face of fear and of the lies of the devil. Okay? Yan po yung mga suffering natin. Having the same conflict which you saw in me and now here is in me. So, yung mga pinagdadaanan din po ni Paul, no? So, in this context, nakita po natin, Paul is urging good behavior that is worthy of the gospel, right? So, magkaroon daw tayo ng pagkakaisa, magkaroon tayo ng courage and not fear, okay? So, we preach love, so dapat makita rin po sa atin ang pag-ibig. Amen po ba? Right? So, mas maganda po nakikita sa atin yung tinuturo natin, di ba po? So, sabi nga, walk the talk. Ayan. So, nagtuturo tayo ng biyaya ng Diyos, then dapat makita rin po ang biyaya sa atin, no? So, nagtuturo tayo, misiyon siguro sa faith group, forgive, the Lord has forgiven us. Tapos may kainisang ka sa faith group, ayaw mo naman patawarin. Hindi po maganda yon, no? So, ano po yung tinuturo natin, sinishare natin sa iba, makita rin po sa atin, di ba po? So we preach, I believe, I receive, no fear here. Tapos nagkaroon ng hindi magandang balita, una kang nagpapanik. Dumating si Rolly, una kang kinabahan. Okay, so hindi po maganda na tayo pa ang unang-unang nakikitang kinakabahan, no? So, let us practice what we preach. Sabi mo sa tabi mo, practice what you preach. Ayan. So, why? Dahil ba para ma-save? Hindi. Save na tayo. Ligtas na tayo. Bakit? Para ma-good shot sa Panginoon? Hindi. Para sa isa't isa. Para naman yung asawa mo hindi natitisod sa'yo. Okay? Eh, pastora, dapat di siya natitisod. Well, that happens. That still happens. Okay? Wala tayong magagawa. Minsan nangyayari yun. So, tayong nakakaunawa, huwag na tayong maging dahilan pa para matisod ang iba sa atin. Amen po? So, yes, we are saved. Yes, it's all by the grace of God. But it is also the grace of God that teaches us how to walk worthily of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Okay? So, mawawalan po kasi tayo ng integrity. For example, nakikita natin, naalala nyo pa yung nagsha-shopping kayo sa SM? Hindi pa naman masyado matagal yun, you know? So, biglang may pumapalakpak. Happy to serve, di ba? Biglang may sisigaw sa tabi mo, happy to serve. Di, ikaw naman, nagulat ka pa. Tapos lumapit ka, miss, pwede mo ba akong bigyan ng size nito? Large, ganyan, large daw. Large? Okay? Tapos sabihin sa'yo, wala na po niyan. Hindi, baka meron pa, pakitignan. Sorry po, wala na po talaga niyan. Alright? So yung masungit at parang ayokang asistahan, well, they are still sales ladies of SM, pero what a disappointment. Akala ko ba happy to serve? Yun ang sinisigaw nyo, happy to serve. Alright? Tapos lumapit lang ako sa'yo para humingi ng tulong, hindi ka naman tinulungan, di ba? Ganun din po sa bangko, di ba? So, sabi sa inyo, sa tagline nila, ano yung tagline ng mga bangko? We make ways for you. Tama ba ako? Ha? We find ways. Ayan, hindi pa kabisado. We find ways. Ayan. Tapos, nagpatulong ka lang doon sa loan na gagawin mo. Sabi mo, pwede ba akong tulungan dito? Baka pwede nyo, sorry po, hindi namin kayo matutulungan dyan. Okay? So, employee pa rin sila ng bangko, but what a disappointment. Akala ko ba you find ways? Tapos hindi mo ako matulungan dito. Okay? So tayo naman, ano ba ang tagline natin? Grace, grace, grace. Di ba? It's all by the grace of God. Grace and peace, di ba? Tapos, nakikita sa atin, galit, ano pa, gulo, kagaspangan. So hindi match. What a disappointment. Believer ka pa rin, Christian ka pa rin, saved ka pa rin. Kaya lang, what a disappointment. Diba? Ang asang-asa pa naman sila. Diba ganun tayo pag pupunta sa bangko o kaya doon sa mga malls? Asang-asa pa naman tayo na magiging maayos. Tapos biglang ilalaglag tayo ng ganun lang. So, we don't want to be a disappointment, not to God, but to other people. To people who are looking at us because we proclaim the gospel, right? So thus, behavior matter. Definitely, it matters. Amen? It matters. So, wag po tayo maging disappointment, no? So, thank God, we have the grace of God. At ito naman po ay hindi po imposibleng mangyari sa atin. But we just need to be aware. Kaya nga po si Paul, alam naman yung prayerful ang Philippians Church. Alam naman giving church ito. Pero nire-remind pa rin niya. Philippians Church, only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of grace. Yaman din lamang kayo nagsishare ng gospel. Alam ng buong lugar, ng saan ba sila na doon? Philippian Church, okay? Sa Greece yata to. Alright? Alam nila na kayo ay mga Kristiyano. Makita sa inyo that you're worthy of the gospel. Hindi yung malaki tayong disappointment sa kanila. Remember this, people cannot see our faith. Nakikita ba nila? Kung ako nga, hindi ko makita yung faith nyo. Alright? People cannot see our faith, but what can be seen is our behavior. Do we have that on screen, Jabs? I think we have that. Okay. So people cannot see our faith, but what can be seen is our behavior. Yan po nakikita nila. And maski hindi sila pumapasok dito sa loob ng ating church, nagkakaroon sila ng sample. Kung ano nangyayari dito sa ating church. Okay? By how? By your behavior. Okay? So again, your behavior will not save you. But it might attract or distract other people. Amen? So whether present or absent, si Paul, sabi niya, ituloy niyo. Hindi yung pag nandyan lang ako, parang teacher, ano? Mga teacher, di ba? Ang ayos ng mga estudyante pag nandun yung teacher, eh. Paglabas ng teacher, kung ano na pinagagawa. So sabi ni Paul, ituloy niyo, maski wala ako dyan. Whether in my presence or in my absence, be worthy, right? Be worthy of the gospel of grace. Sabi mo nga sa tabi mo, be worthy of the gospel of grace. Okay? So, we are also believers. We are called Christians. People know. Your family knows you are a Christian. Tandaan niyo yan. You bear that name. Ano ba yung sabi ng Christian? Followers of Christ. So what are we following in Christ? Ayan. So makikita po sa atin yan. So nakikita po nila ang sample sa ating mga pag-uugali. So behavior is important for the people's eyes, whether believer or unbeliever, for the sake of the gospel of Christ. Amen? So, sabi po ulit ni Paul, stand fast in one spirit. So, one spirit tayo. We have to know that. We are one spirit with one mind. Nagkakaisa tayo sa ating pag-iisip, no? Striving together, again, not against each other, but striving together for the faith, right? Of the gospel. And not in any way terrified by your adversary. So huwag tayong padadaig doon sa mga balita. Alright? Akala ng ibang tao pag tayo ay na-shatter or kinakabahan, feeling nila, eh wala naman din palang epekto sa'yo. Yan parehas lang pala tayong kinakabahan eh. Alright? So huwag po tayo padadaig. Alright? And it says here, which to them, sabi nga, proof of perdition or destruction. O nadadaig ka rin pala. Yun po sa kanila. Proof yun sa kanila. Na parang, bali, wala rin pala itong gospel eh. Eh kasi, natatakot ka rin. So, again, we can do this by the grace of God. No? So, I'm just making you aware that you have this in you. So that when fear strikes, when fear knocks on your door, may panglaban po tayo. We have the grace of God in our lives. Okay? So, ibig sabihin po, magkaisa po tayo. Huwag yung tayo-tayo na lang, nag-aaway pa tayo, di ba? Backbiting, you know, hindi tayo nagkakaisa. Ito po ang paalala ni Paul sa mga Philippians, which we can learn from. So again, we're reading the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. Nakikibasa lang tayo. Pero sa pamamagitan ng pagbabasa natin ng letter ni Paul sa Ephesians, natututo din tayo. Dahil mga Kristiyano din tayo, mga believers din tayo. And what applies to them also applies to us. One spirit nga po, eh, di ba po? So maging one mind din po tayo. So hindi po tama na tayo po ay nag-aaway. Makita po sa atin na tayo po ay nagkakaisa. One spirit, one mind. So, it's worth every effort na hindi mo i-chismis ang iyong sister, ang iyong brother, sa kapwa brother. Amen po ba? It's worth it. It's worth it kasi baka matison yung nakikinig sa inyo. At hindi naman po talaga tama. If we fight one another, strive against each other, how will people be attracted to the faith? The faith that we preach. Okay? Instead, let us try to understand one another. Okay? Unawain natin, binabago siya, binabago din ako. Okay? That's why ako rin po, alam ko, minsan pag may narinig akong ibang pastor, parang iba yung turo niya. Well, guess what? Hindi naman kami pare-parehas eh. Hindi kami pare-parehas ng knowledge sa Bible. So, iintindihin ko siya, I hope, intindihin din niya ako. Ganun lang po yun. Pero hindi kami magpipintasan. Kasi pag nagpintasan kami, nakakahiya naman, pastor sa pastor nagpintasan pa. Well, hindi ho nagkakaiba yun. Believer sa believer, hindi dapat nagpipintasan. Amen? Why? For the sake of the gospel. Amen? So, tiisin na natin. Yun naman po yung suffering na maganda, no? Tinitiis natin para hindi madungisan ang pangalan ng ating Panginoon o madungisan ang gospel na siyang pinapamahagi natin sa ibang tao. Nagkamali ba siya sa iyo? Matindi ba? Okay. Nagkakamali rin tayo, eh. Minsan matindi rin. 'Di ba? Minsan matindi rin ang pagkakamali natin. So bigayan lang po tayo. Uunawain natin ang isa't isa. Forgive one another as God has forgiven us in Christ Jesus. Amen po ba? Amen. So we believers, we put on display our faith. Dahil most probably, yung mga tao sa labas, they have not touched the Bible, never read the Bible, never been to our church, or any church for that matter, Christian church. Alright? And so, maybe ikaw lang ang nakikita niyang sample ng gospel. So, yung behavior mo is the sample of the gospel, supposedly, that you are hearing. Okay? People can see the love and the kindness. Huwag niyo isipin na, eh, baliwala naman, pastore. Naging mabait nga ako, wala lang man nangyari. Ganun pa rin siya. Huwag niyo isipin na baliwala yon. When you are walking in love, remember, love never fails. Hindi pwede mag-fail yung love na pinakita mo. Siguro hindi niya lang pinapahalata sa'yo. Pero love never fails. Amen? So that is a good example of the gospel that we preach. Okay? So nakikita po sa ugali natin ang ating pinaniniwalaan. Ulitin ko, nakikita po sa ugali natin. Kaya ito na lang po ang reminder ni Paul sa kanila. No? Nakikita sa ugali natin ang ating pinaniniwalaan. It's a peak. It's a sample of the grace of God, all right, in your life, especially if it's the good one, ang pinapakita po natin. Okay? So, mapasensya ka ba? Sino dito mahaba ang pasensya? Ay, ba't wala nagtataas? Ah? Hindi? Okay, change question. Ano ba yan? Kunwari, wala akong kausap. Mapasensya sa ka ba? Ayan. Mahaba ba pasensya mo? Well, let me tell you are showing the fruit of the Spirit in you. Bakit wala sumagot doon? Ito, mapagmahal ka ba? Yes, okay. You show again the fruit of the Spirit. Aside from that, you show who God is. God is love. Amen? Gentle and lowly heart ka ba? Ayan. Yun, buti mo na mag-amen. You know what you are showing? You are showing Jesus our Lord because Jesus is gentle and lowly. Hindi siya mapagmataas. It's very lowly. That's the description he gave himself. Gentle and lowly. Giver ka ba? Yun. Alam ko yan, maraming giver dito. You show God's generosity and blessing. Okay? Masungit ka ba? Ayan, praise God, walang sumagot. Masungit ka ba? Maiksi ba pasensya mo? Sample din yan sa kanila. So, good behavior, bad behavior are both samples to them. And mabuti sana kung sila ay Kristiyano na kayang mag-discern, sabi nila, ah, meron lang yung ano, may something lang yan. Siguro masakit lang ang tiyan niyan. Siguro masama lang pakiramdam niyan. Baka nag-away lang sila ng misis niya. Okay? Buti sana kung ganun sila mag-isip. Eh, paano kung hindi? Diba? So matitisod yung mga tao sa atin at sabihin, pag-grace-grace pa sila. Wala namang grace. Okay? So, and it takes maturity really to understand the person. Kasi marami sa atin, matagal ng Kristiyano, pero bago nila makuhang maintindihan ang kapwa Kristiyano, it took time. So, mas lalo na yung ibang tao na hindi naman nakakaalam ng biyaya ng Diyos. Amen? So, that's why, only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ. Amen? So, people watch us. Again, they do not see God. They do not have a revelation, maybe, of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but they can see you. Tandaan nyo to, somebody's watching you. Palagi po yan. So yes, again, the answer to the very simple question that we have, does behavior matter? Yes, good behavior is part of the package that God has given us. So, ang kagandahan dito, the good news is, kasama po yan sa magandang biyaya ng Diyos. Right? Because He has changed your spirit, changed your heart, and He has given us the abundance of grace. Ang good works po, ang magandang behavior, ay bunga lamang ng biyaya ng Diyos sa buhay mo. So without the grace of God, hindi po mangyayari ang magandang behavior. So posible na, posibleng-posible na po ang good behavior sa atin. Okay? So let me put it another way. Titus chapter 2, are we learning? Titus chapter 2, verse 11 to 13. Ang sabi po dito, "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men." So that's one thing that the grace of God has brought us. Alright? Salvation po. So that's one thing. And sabi dito, teaching us, that's another thing. Okay? So hiwalay po yon. Salvation na ibigay na po sa atin. And then it says here, teaching us. Ang grace po ay nagtuturo. Teaching us that denying, saying no to ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, now na! Ah, hindi pagdating mo pa sa langit, doon ka pala, ah, hindi, pagdating ko naman pastora sa langit, perfect na ako, pati ugali ko. Hindi, huwag na naming intayin ng ganun katagal. Ngayon na, please. Ngayon na. Okay? Sabi niya dito, in the present age. So, ngayon na. Hindi later on, ngayon na. Alright? So, ang grace po ang nagtuturo sa atin to say no to ungodliness, to worldly lust. Alright? And, sabi dito, we should live. Ito naman po yung paano tayo mamuhay, no? Live soberly. Ano ba yung soberly? Serious, no? Serious, nakafocus, okay? Righteously, alright? According to the righteousness that we have received, and godly in the present age. And then it says here, looking for the blessed hope. Doon tayo nakatingin. Looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Okay, so I'll explain that last part mamaya-maya. Pero number one na ibinigay sa atin ng grace is salvation. Okay, so salvation is brought to you by the grace of God. So you're good to go. You're heaven-ready believers. Tayo po lahat ay heaven-ready na. Salvation is a full package of God. Wala ka nang gagawin yan. Hindi mo na kailangan ng yung mga kung paano gawin to, how to put it together. Hindi po. It's a full package. Nung binigay po sa atin ng Panginoon yan, you're good to go. Okay? It's a free gift and you are perfectly saved. Alright? So, no thanks to us, wala po tayong contribution dito, but all thanks to God and our Jesus, our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen po? Sila lang po ang may gawa niyan, wala tayong kinalaman diyan. Okay? But another thing that grace has brought to us, number two, is the teaching. Grace teaches us to deny ungodliness, worldly lust. Ah, hindi ko na iisa-isahin yan. Alam nyo naman kung anong worldly lust, no? And that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age. Habang nabubuhay ka dahil may nakakita sa iyong mga tao. Ayan. Kaya sabi ni Paul, sana naman pag ano, may mabalitaan ko kayo, no, na maganda ang pangyayari sa inyong unity, no? Hindi lang pag nandyan ako, kundi maski wala ako. For my sake, ika nga ni Paul, sana naman mabalitaan ko na maganda ang mga nangyayari sa inyo. Okay? So again, the same grace that has saved us is the same grace that teaches us good conduct and behavior. Amen? So wala pong masama sa behavior. Wala pong masama na pag-usapan natin sa church. Right? In fact, this is what we call a pastoral care for believers, no? A pastoral sermon, no? So yes, there are times puro grace tayo, puro about righteousness, what God has done for us, right? But there is such a thing as a pastoral care, pastoral message, and that is what Paul brought to the Philippians, no? And tinuturuan sila ng good conduct and behavior. Again, denying ungodliness and worldly lust. Now, remember, kaya mo i-deny ang ungodliness kasi godly ka na. Amen? You have been changed from the inside. So, hindi na ho nanggagaling yung ungodliness sa ating puso, sa ating spirito, bago ka nang nilalang. So you say no to ungodliness kasi from the outside yan, wanting to get in. Ganun din po ang worldly lust, right? We don't have lusts anymore. We have the love of God shed abroad in our hearts. That's why we say no to it. I deny you worldly lust. Bakit? Kasi hindi na ako yan. Bago na ako. I have a new heart. I don't have lust in my heart anymore. All right? Maybe in your thoughts, iba po ang soul. Kaya nga po, kailangan nakikinig at nakikinig ng salita ng Diyos para nagbabago po ang ating kaisipan. Amen? So we have been perfected in Christ. You have been made holy in the inside. Sabihin natin lahat, in the inside. You are a perfect man, holy and blameless. Okay? So, wag na po natin pagtalunan. Ano bang mas magandang pag-usapan, grace or behavior? Kasi pag pinagtalo niyo po yung dalawang yan, hindi naman sila ho magka-kontra, kundi magka-alyada. Ang good behavior po ay galing sa biyaya ng Diyos. Kaya hindi ho yung magka-kontra. So, it's really useless to make them fight against each other. But rather, sabi nga ni Andrew Farley, ayan, sabi ni Andrew Farley, don't ask me about whether grace or works. Sabi niya, grace works. Yun ang totoo. Grace works, no? Grace works and it produces works. Nagpo-produce po yan. Kaya nga po si Paul, he was able to do abundantly, no? More than the other disciples. Bakit po? Because of the grace of God with him. Yun po ang sanhi, yun po ang dahilan kung bakit po siya nakagawa ng mas marami pa. Nakapag-labor siya more than all the disciples put together. Pag sama-samahin mo silang lahat, mas marami siyang nagawa. Bakit? Mas aware siya sa biyaya ng Diyos. That's why we always make you aware of the grace of God that is in you, abundant in your life. And it is multiplied in your life. How? By the knowledge of the Father. So hanggang ngayon, nakikinig tayo sa knowledge of the Father and of Jesus Christ at nagmumultiply po yan sa ating buhay. Okay? So grace works. Sabihin natin lahat, grace works. Ayan. Of course, mauuna po sa teaching ang grace. And then it produces the works in your life. Okay? So yes, behavior and good works, they are important in this world. And this is all by His grace. And we live as examples to other people for the sake of the gospel. Tandaan po natin yan. But tandaan natin, all eyes, sabihin natin lahat, all eyes to the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Okay? So sino po ba mag-a-appear? Si Jesus, di ba? Kanyang pagbabalik. So dito, may revelation tayo dyan. Jesus is the great God and Savior. Amen? So, revelation po yan. So, kung naghahanap kayo, God ba si Jesus? Yan, no? Nakasulat po. Our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. So, siya po ang mag-a-appear sa atin. All eyes on that. So, your eyes, although pinapaayos ni Paul ang conduct ng mga believers, your eyes should not be upon yourself. Your eyes should still be on the glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Alright? Kasi pag lagi naman nakatingin sa sarili mo, gumagawa ka na mabuti, okay? Feeling mo naman, ito na naman, nag-feelingera na naman tayo, feeling mo, oh, ang dami ko na nagawa, ah. Okay? So, medyo finifeel mo naman yung nalilift up ka naman, no? So, all eyes on Jesus, not on yourself, not even on the bad works that you have done, whether good or bad po yan. Tandaan po natin, on that day, pagdating po ni Jesus, pag tayo po'y kinuha na in rapture, okay, wala pong big screen. At papakita po doon ang lahat ng mga mali mong nagawa. Hindi rin ipapakita sa big screen ang mga mabubuti mong gawa. Okay, i-reward yan. Pero there's no such thing as a big screen na papanoorin lahat ng tao para makita lahat ng ating ginawa, no? So, no worries on our part, okay? Because the camera is not on you. It is on Jesus Christ. Amen? Kung saan ang lahat ng papuri ay sa Kanya. Alam niyo bakit? Kasi siya na Diyos, ibinigay ang kanyang buhay, ang kanyang dugo, para maligtas ang lahat na nananampalataya sa Kanya. Amen po ba? Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. So yes, we are told to be worthy. Let our conducts be worthy of the gospel of Christ. Pero huwag ka namang makonsyus na lahat po ng camera, pati ang Diyos nakatingin sa'yo at iniintay kang magkamali. O iniintay ang next na maganda mong gagawin para may points ka. Hindi po ganun yun, no? All eyes are still on Jesus Christ. And the more we set our eyes on Jesus Christ and in His coming, ma-excite po tayo sa Kanyang pagdating. Hindi po nakakatakot yon. Ma-excite po tayo. Right? The more we focus on Jesus Christ, the more we will be able to express Christ in us. Even po ba? Kasi kung sa kapwa tayo nakatingin, baka yung kapwa mo ma-express mo. Pero pag kay Lord ka lagi nakatingin, right? Alam lahat yan ng mga magagaling mag-drawing. Sino magaling mag-drawing? Wala na naman. Ayun, nahiya kayo. Okay. The more you look at the copy, the reference point, the more you look at that, mas magiging precise po ang inyong drawing. O sa mga nagpe-painting, the more you focus on that, the more mas maganda po ang inyong ginagawa. Ganon din po tayo. We can express Christ, you know how? Not by looking at one another, their mistakes or their accomplishments o nagawa. Not even on yourself, but continue to look forward towards Jesus. Our great God, inintroduce na talaga siya, our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? Sa pamamagitan po nun, tayo po ay makikitaan ng iba. They will surely say, I have seen Jesus even in this lifetime. Okay? Paano po sa pamamagitan niyo po? Amen po ba? All by the grace of God. So going back, sabi po ni Paul, maski po sa mga sufferings, no? Katulad daw kay Paul. Again, para po sa atin, iba po ang sufferings ni Paul. Hindi po kayo mashishipwreck katulad ni Paul. At malulubog sa sewer katulad ni Paul. Hindi po tayo ganon. But tulad sa kanya, yung mga persecution. There will be persecution. There will be temptations. And those are sufferings. Ano pa, yung mga ide-deny mo, mga tukso ng kaaway, maging ang kanyang kasinungalingan. Yan ang suffering natin for Christ, no? So niloob po yan na pati yun, we suffer in those cases, pero sabihin natin lahat, maliit na bagay. Hindi kayo nalilitan, sabihin natin, maliit na bagay. Maliit na bagay lang po yan, no? In comparison to the glory that is revealed in us. Ano po yun? Christ in us by the Holy Spirit. I mean, ano ba naman yung hihindian mo lang si Satan, no? Ano ba naman yung matukso ka o tuksuhin ka ng mga kapitbahay mo about what you believe? But right now, I don't think that's a big deal anymore, no? Hindi na masyado big deal. Christian ka, hindi na nila masyado pinagchichismisan yan. So, more or less, natatanggap na po nila. Hindi na nila pinagtatawanan. But, what more can there be than the glorious appearing of our Lord Jesus? Na makikita na natin siya. Amen? Face to face. Alright? And as He is, so we will be. As glorious as He is, so we will be glorious. Amen? So, yun po ang tapos po ng chapter 1, that we will see the Lord Jesus Christ on that day. And again, though behavior is so important, hindi po dyan nakasalalay ang ating salvation. Okay? Hindi rin po dyan nakasalalay kung maa-unsaved tayo. We will not be unsaved anymore, you who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Is that good news or not? It is. Come on, let's bless the Lord. Okay? So, behavior matters because if we look unto Jesus and continue to look unto Him, we will be able to express Him. At sa pamamagitan po ng magandang behavior worthy of the gospel, marami pong maa-attract. Right? I believe ang ilan sa inyo na-attract din to hear the gospel dahil po dun sa mensahero na nagsishare. Okay? Full of love, full of care. And so, sabi mo, siguro nga, merong katotohanan doon sa sinasabi niya. Napaisip ka rin, di ba? So, sa akin po, meron pong nag-guide noon. They were conducting the Bible study in our village. And kaya naman po talaga ako pumunta doon dahil may pagkain eh. Tsaka may barkada akong pumupunta eh. Pero hindi talaga ako attracted sa gospel na yon. But this person, this lady, was the one who would write me a letter. And parang concern na concern siya sa akin palagi, no? And pag nakikita niya akong tahimik lang, concern siya. So, kaya ako lalong nakinig kasi merong, sabi ko, merong parang nagkikare sa akin kahit papano. So doon ako nakinig. So it attracted, somehow, no, that person was that physical guide na nakita ko. And I started to listen more to the gospel. Okay? So again, when wicked people do riots, di ba? Yung mga looting, alam natin nangyayari yan. Killing, racism, yan po ang mga putok na balita ngayon. Okay, no respect for life, we see evil at work. Tama po ba? Ano nangyayari sa atin? Maski minsan tayo mga believers, sometimes parang tayo sumasama loob natin. Sometimes even we lose hope, di ba? Ano ba nangyayari sa mundo na mapagano tayo? Ito naman ang sabihin ko sa inyo, when people see kindness, when people see patience, love, when people see righteousness displayed, godliness, they once again revive the hope. The hope. Para nagkakaroon silang pag-asa, may kabutihan pa pala. Meron pa pala. And actually, maybe they don't say it, may Jesus pa pala. Yeah? Pero when they see you, with that kindness, with that love, nagkakaroon po sila ng pag-asa. And who knows, maybe pag nilapitan nyo sila and you start to share the gospel, this time, they will listen. Ngayon, makikinig na sila. Dati kasi ayaw nila makinig eh. Kasi yung nagtuturo eh, ang ibang klase eh, di ba? Pero ngayon, nakita sa'yo eh. Okay? Makikinig nga ako. Right? So, again, does behavior matter? Yes, in fact, it is very important. Ito'y bunga ng biyaya ng Diyos sa ating buhay. Ito'y expression ng pag-ibig ng Diyos para sa maraming taong maaring makakita sa iyo. The grace of God brought salvation. It also brings the teaching for good behavior. Okay? So, however, ito naman ang sabihin ko sa inyo, however, if you fall, halimbawa, may bad behavior ka, nagkaroon ka ng weak moment, and nagkaroon ka ng bad behavior, huwag mo namang isipin din that you lost your chance. Hindi po. Kaya nga po, biyaya eh. Alam natin, ibig sabihin ng biyaya, grace, di ba? Kaya nga po, may grace ang Panginoon. He will not give up on you. Grace will not give up on you. Where sin abounds, ano nangyari? Grace abounds much more. I have to say that because, you know, in our hearing of this message, we want to walk worthily, okay? Pero at the same time, pwede tayong mag-fail, tama? Pwede. So ayoko naman po kayong malungkot na kakarinig ko pa man din sa message kanina, tapos ito na naman ako, nagkamali na naman ako. It's a process, okay? It's a process. So no judgment from here. I pray no judgment from other people as well. But don't think that in your moment of weakness, you blow it at wala ka ng pag-asa. Okay, bigyan ko lang po kayo ng example. For example, in my weakest moment, ayan, ako na lang, baka matisod kayo pag kayo, bigla na lang ako nagpakalasing. Ayan. Bigla ako nagsigarilyo. Parang far off yun, ha? Mangyari. Bigla na lang po akong lumabas sa kali at nagwala ako. At nakipag-away ako. Okay? And napaaway po talaga ako ng sigawan. In my weak moment, nangyari daw yun, kunwari lang po. Okay, what will happen to me the next day? Well, based on my knowledge of the Word of God, the next day, maaring may bukol ako, maaring amoy chiko ko at mabaho ako, maaring masakit pa ulo ko, but I will stand up. Based on the knowledge that I have, ha? Based on the knowledge I have of what Jesus Christ has done, I will still stand up and still say, I am saved because it's all by the grace of God. Amen? So that's my example. Far out po yon. Hindi ho mangyayari sa akin yon dahil hindi naman ako mahilig sa alak. Baka ito pa. Ito pa yung malapit-lapit. Kakain ako ng isang buong kahon ng tsokolate. Magtatago ako at hindi ako mamimigay. Yun, siguro medyo malapit-lapit pa mangyayari yun. Pero para maglasing ako at para magsigarilyo. Medyo far out. But I'm giving you a worst case scenario. Nakipag-away, nakipagsigawan. Pero the very next day, pag sober na ako, I will still stand up. Because of the knowledge I have of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for me, I will still stand up and say, thank you, Jesus, I am still saved. Amen? Bakit? Hindi nakabase sa behavior ko ang aking kaligtasan. kundi dahil sa mayaman na biyaya ng Diyos para sa akin. Amen? Did you receive that? Come on, bless the Lord. I don't want you to fail. Nakakahiya. Nakakahiya po talaga mag-fail. Pero sa kahihiyan na yon, matuto tayong bumangon. Dahil sa kaalaman na meron ka about God, about Jesus, and the grace, the abundant grace that He has given us. I don't want any one of us to fail. But when it does happen, if it has happened, tumayo kayo ulit. At purihin niyo ang Diyos sa kanyang mayaman na biyaya. Amen? Last scripture, did we learn something? Okay, Titus. Let's go to the book of Titus. So, again, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Magkamali ka man, dun ka pa rin tumingin. Parating pa rin ang ating Savior, parating pa rin ang ating great God. So this is the second time this is used. Our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. At hindi pa doon natapos. It continues to say, who gave Himself for us. Nalulungkot ka ba at nagkamali ka? Sumemplang ka ng sadsaran? Tandaan mo to. He gave Himself for you. For what? That He might redeem you. Siya ang nagbayad para sa'yo. Bayad ka na. Wala kang babayaran. Kaya mapapraise the Lord ka talaga eh. Gusto mo magbayad dahil may nagawa ka mali, pero bayad na. Wala ka nang babayaran. That He might redeem us, this is all done already, from every lawless deed, and purify for Himself. This is also a done deal. Purify for Himself His own special people. So this is the description of you today. You have been redeemed. Bayad ka na. Not encouraging lawless deeds in us, pero we have been redeemed from every lawless deeds. That's who you are today. And He has purified you. Purified you, and guess what? You are called His own special people. You are that special person to the Lord right now. Don't think of yourself as any less. Maski may nagawa kang matindi, special ka pa rin sa tingin ng Panginoon. Sa pananaw niya, sa buong pagtingin niya sa iyo, hindi niya dinadaya sarili niya, kundi nakita niya ang dugo ni Kristo na siyang naglinis sa iyo. And guess what? Though you see yourself dirty and messed up, you have been cleansed. And that's how powerful the blood of Jesus is. You are still pure. You are still special in His eyes. Special in His eyes. And guess what? You are also that person zealous for good works. Hindi sinabi dito that you must be zealous for good works. No, this is describing you, making you aware of who you are. You are a person who is already zealous for good works. Baka natcha-channel mo lang sa ibang bagay. But once you discover that you are zealous for good works, the good works that God Himself has prepared for you, now you're ready. You're ready to do the good works. At kasama po sa good works na yon, yung good behavior. That good behavior is also the good works that God has prepared for you. Yung makita sa iyo ng kapitbahay mo yung love and kindness and patience, that's a good work that God has long ago prepared for you. So that when you share the gospel to them, sabi nila, oo nga, kita ko nga sa buhay mo eh, halatang halata naman. Di ka nga nagugulat, di ka nga nagpapanik pag lahat nagpapanik na eh. Okay? So this is the reason why Paul was encouraging them, exhorting them, only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ. Para hindi lang tayo ang saved, hindi lang tayo ang attracted sa gospel, kundi maging yung ibang tao. And don't you worry, no matter what you have done, you are already secured in the great love of our Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing is going to separate you from His great love. Kaya anong gagawin na lang natin ngayon? Mag-focus ka. expect mo ang pagdating ng iyong Diyos at iyong tagapagligtas na si Jesus Cristo. Huwag mo sabihin, hindi na ako kasali dyan. I'm messed up. Hindi. Kasali ka pa rin dyan. Because He has already purified you and called you His own special people. Amen? Did you receive that this morning? Come on, let's bless the Lord. Praise God. We have been made worthy, but let our actions, our behavior, be worthy of the gospel. Amen. Praise God.